Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, folks, we had a weekend, and I had a busy weekend this weekend. Had a wedding in the family, did some traveling, and traveled back home, and now we're back at it. And I'm going to tell you what. It is time for you to pay attention. Pay attention to that quote that I've been sharing with you now for, what, I don't know, 3-4 years, a little longer maybe. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens laid upon them unnecessarily by their government. We have been patient, way too long, my friends. And it's time for us to take a stand for what is right. It is time for us to take a stand for our military. It is time for us to take a stand for our neighbors. It is time for us to stand together as Americans. It doesn't matter what color you are, how tall, how short, what denomination, it doesn't matter. We need to take a stand and bring this nation back together, bring America home. Well, I'm sad to announce, and maybe you've already heard it somewhere else, but the fifth service member died from the Chattanooga shootings, the young petty officer, Randall Smith. He was wounded in the shooting rampage in Tennessee, and he died early Saturday, according to the family members, and he is the fifth now American service member killed in that attack. You know, folks, it's time for us to do what is right and what is only common sense. You need to make those phone calls for these servicemen. They're following orders by not being armed. Now, I heard one of these folks that he's on Fox. He's one of the liberals that's on Fox. And sometimes he says something good. I'll give him that. But he was wrong, dead wrong on this. He said, we don't want to be arming the military. They were in a strip mall, okay? What if the next time they don't get this guy? What if the next time he shoots all the military and then he goes after everyone else in the mall, whether it's a strip mall or a huge mall? What if? Wouldn't it make more sense to arm somebody right there to get it stopped, nip it in the bud right there, right then? We're under attack. We may not think we're in war, but by golly, we're under attack, and they believe it is war. Therefore, it is war. So what I want you to do on this particular thing, and then I'm going to share something else with you. What I want you to do is burn up the switchboards. I want you to call your representatives. I want you to call your senators. I want you to call your county sheriffs. I want you to call your county commissioners. I want you to call your governor and your lieutenant governor, whatever it takes. You tell them, enough is enough. We want this nation protected. We sit here and we fuss over the borders. And rightfully so. We had a good show on that Friday with Mike Cutler and Ed Hayes. What about right here? We're under attack right here. So they're targeting recruiting offices, knowing full well nobody's going to shoot back. Because our politically correct officials have said that scares people. We can't have them with guns there. That scares people. Well, I'm more scared if they're not armed than I am if they are armed. You make those phone calls. And when you call the governor and the lieutenant governor's office, I want you to tell them they need to start talking a little bit about states' rights. And they need to tell the feds, you know what? You do what you want. But in my state, in my strip malls, in the malls here in this state that I govern, We will be armed and ready for attack. I will not let my state citizens be vulnerable. It's time for us to take action. I'm done being patient with this. I'm done with the politically correctness. It has tied our hands. It has taken our liberty. It has taken our freedoms. And I'm done with it. And I hope you're done with it too. So write those letters, send those faxes, send those emails, but make those phone calls. Burn the lines up. Make them. That's on this issue. We have other issues that are just as grievous. It's time, people. We can't play any longer. We've lost almost everything. I think this is our last chance. Listen to all the rhetoric we're listening to here with all the political campaigning. Trump's got everybody upset. Trump speaks without thinking, but he doesn't necessarily say a lie. He just doesn't say it in a good way. And he's got them all upset. He's got them mad. And every time he gets mad, every time they get mad at him, they attack him. And every time they attack him, he goes up in the polls. Why do you think that is? I don't care if you don't like Trump or not. Why do you think that is? I'm not a Trump fan. I prefer somebody that's a little more humble. But maybe we need to stop with the fake humility. I think we've seen enough of that in politics. Well, Bobby Jindal says that he declared that this attack in Chattanooga was indeed a radical Islamic terrorism. That is exactly what it was. Well, I think the majority of Americans know what it was. They can call it anything they want and say, well, we don't know that it was really that until we investigate. You know what? He killed those five. There's others wounded yet. This young man that passed away Saturday morning, he had been shot, it said here, in the liver, in the stomach, in several of his major organs, and he didn't make it. A young, young life snuffed out over Islamic terrorism. The hate of a nation, the hate of a culture that claims to be free. The joke's on them. We're not free. We just pretend that we are free. So if you want to be free, you need to exercise as a constitutional republic, and you need to make those phone calls. You need to call your senators, call your representatives. You need to call your state offices. You need to call your county offices. And you need to call your governor. And you need to call your lieutenant governor. Write them all a letter and sign it. If you're afraid to sign it, you don't care about freedom. If you send me a letter and it's unsigned, I'm no longer going to get my feelings hurt. I'm just tossing it in the trash. If you believe strong enough to make a phone call, to send a letter, you best sign it. So Jindal says it's that. But I believe the majority of the American people believe it was an Islamic terrorism act. It was an attack. Deliberate attack, knowing full well, like I said, that those military men and women, they're unarmed. They're following orders. Unarmed. Vulnerable. Victims. Targets. And we're going to leave it that way? I don't think so. And you need to take a stand for them right now, right now. Get on the phones. And the number for the switchboard in D.C., I only have the one number in front of me, 202-224-3121. The number to call me is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
call you a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Okay, the first part of the show. And like I said, the phone lines are open at 877-895-5410. Is a call to action from every one of you out there. Every one of you needs to be deeply, deeply concerned about what's going on, how we have disarmed our military. We've left them vulnerable. We've made them targets. Because we announce it. No, gun-free zone. So we make them targets, we make our children targets. It's stupid. I don't know how else to put it. It defies all common sense. Are there bad guys with guns? Yes, and there always will be bad guys with guns. So let's have a few guns in the good guys' hands. When they save the day, you never hear that on mainstream media. They don't want you to know about that. They only show you the uglies. Well, they've already promised. ISIS has promised that they're going to attack our military. What a better way to do it? The cowards, they go right there where they know they can't shoot back. We'll call. Make those phone calls. Now, let's talk about something else we need to protect. Our children. Now, we had a very emotional show last week over the abortion issue. Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. We've suspected it for a very, very long time. It's a money-making deal, folks. It isn't about giving a woman a choice or a right. It's not about humanitarianism to take a life to save another. No, 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 no. Has nothing to do with that.
has everything to do with money and greed. Planned Parenthood has been getting money from you and from me. Our tax dollars are funding those clinics. Abortion is not a medical procedure. It's a procedure. It doesn't save a life. It takes a life. It is not good medicine. Very few doctors will even tell you that it is. It's not medicine. It's not saving a life. It is taking a life. That in and of itself is bad enough. But now, we're going to make a business of it. And we're going to sell those baby parts. You know, it's just tissue anyway, right? Tissue that has value, apparently, on the marketplace. But the life in itself does not have value. So, make a separate phone call. Don't combine these phone calls. Make a separate phone call. And you tell your congressmen, you tell your senators, you tell your governors, you tell your county commissioners, you tell your county sheriffs. You tell them all. No more Planned Parenthood clinics in my area. In my state, in my county, in my town. No more money. Cut it. Cut the funding. Defund it. It'll go away. They got to have money. And if you look into the history, which got very emotional for me last week, because it absolutely breaks my heart that so many people have fallen into this lie that this is for the rights of a woman. Margaret Sanger was an evil, evil woman. Hillary Clinton says she admires her. She was definitely a white supremacist. She targeted the poor. She targeted the downtrodden. She targeted races. It was about ethnic cleansing. And it was done in a very cunning and deceitful way. Look her up and read about her. Read the truth about her and the things that she said. She was against large families. Said the best thing you could do, I've got the quote all mixed up, but the best thing you could do was to kill your children if you had large families. My friends, we need to put a stop to some of this. And it's up to us. If you call them every single day, twice a day, I don't care. You've got to burn their phone lines up. No more funding Planned Parenthood. We have Gary from North Carolina. Gary, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning, Beth Ann.
How are you, sir?
I listen to you every day. Really enjoy your insight on everything, and I'm glad you're just an old-fashioned American girl.
Well, thank you.
All right, and what I want to talk with this terrorist stuff that's going on in our nation today. I wish people would think about this, but in every single case where there's a terrorist attack, whether it's China, Russia, United States, in the EU, wherever, it's all done by the same people.
Interesting.
I mean, you know, you don't hear Buddhists going around hurting anybody, or Christians hurting anybody, or Jews hurting anybody. It's always the same group of people.
That's very interesting and astute of you to say that. And you know, when the bad guys, whoever they are, when the bad guys attack, they're cowards, aren't they, Gary?
That's right. Anybody who would attack an unarmed person is despicable.
They go into the children. They know the children. They know the teachers don't have guns, and they know nobody else has a gun in there.
I know. And I really think that American people better sit down and think about this, because I think we're creating a giant Trojan horse here.
Oh, you got that right. Absolutely right. It's a Trojan horse. And you know that Trojan horse, I don't know, I'm just saying this off the top of my head here right now, is this political correct jargon. This utopia that the liberals are pushing. Some of them really believe it. Some of them have an agenda. We don't live in a utopia. We live in a broken world full of evil. And we have got to, we've got to defend and guard our loved ones, our military, our children. If we don't, they'll take them. They'll take their lives or they'll just take them.
You are totally correct, right? And I know the Founding Fathers are spinning right now. They just, I don't think they could understand what this has become.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Years ago, we used to elect the local farmer or the somebody local to represent us for a couple of years, and now they become professional politicians, and I think when they get up there, they're all having a party in the same room.
You know, I think we here, lack the understanding of the pressure that they are under in D.C., but that's not going to keep me from calling them D.C. occupiers, because they're occupying offices and they're cutting deals, and I think we can see that even right now as this political arena is heating up for the next president's, for the race for the next presidency.
Wow.
They're gonna pick on one another, and they're going to do everything but talk to us about what we really need to hear, and they're going to make promises, and they're going to get votes.
I have a suggestion for the whole political process.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, locally, from where you live and where I live and everything, we're going to vote on somebody, you know, the local farmer, whoever he is, local businessman, and we're going to say, here's what we want you to do. You're going to represent us. You're going to go to Washington. We're going to pay all your expenses for 2 years. And we'll pay your housing, transportation, back at home to see mama, the whole nine yards. And then at the end of 2 years, we're going to put somebody else in there and never give them enough time to stay in there and push them out in a wheelchair.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, we were designed, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, we were designed to be governed locally. That farmer in your area, he knows what your area needs. Our area is different from yours. I mean, you're in North Carolina. I'm in Missouri. I've got callers coming in from all over the place, Illinois, Texas, Kansas, you know, everywhere, and South Dakota, Nebraska. They have different needs than I do here in Missouri, and only the people in their area understand and know those needs for that particular area.
Amen to that, Bethy. And I really think we need to get back to God and give thanks for what he's given us. And I think we better get back in line, because I think divine intervention is going to be happening soon.
Well, we need to get on our knees. There's no doubt about
that. Amen.
We need to get on our knees. And on the telephone.
I enjoyed talking to you.
And
I want you to know that people out here really appreciate you. And there's a lot of listeners, you know, that listen to you every day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, it is.
I'm listening on 12160, which is WWCR.
Oh, you're listening on my shortwave, people. Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'll
call out there.
Through.
One of these days, I'm going to end up visiting them down there in Tennessee. Thank you so much. We're going into break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Well, Scott Walker, he says, we defunded Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about that a little bit. You know what? These governors have a lot of power that they're not exercising. Let's put them to work. And if you got a bad governor, vote him out. That's what we're going to have to do here in our state. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. five quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The Trifecta for $40 and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I had a couple of days off. I haven't had any time off since I don't know when. And I took a couple of days off, and I kind of acted like a crazy woman. I did all kinds of things. I rested, and I got in the pool. I'm not a big swimmer, but I got in the pool where I was at the hotel there for. I had a wedding in the family. I had a granddaughter get married, and I told her she was just making me feel old. But anyway, she got married. It's a beautiful wedding. Most of my family was involved in it. They were all involved in some way, shape, size, or form. And it was very emotional, very moving, very sweet. And, you know, danced like a crazy woman at the reception. And just I had a good time letting my hair down, so to speak. But we're back to business now. And I'll tell you what. Those grandchildren I was dancing with, they need me to protect this nation. And they need me to protect them. We're going to go to Davey from Texas. Davey, how are you today?
Well, it's a beautiful day down here if you like hot and dry.
I just like a little sunshine. We've had some, but we are back to having that rain again. And thunder boomers this morning. It would have been a nice day to have stayed in bed, but I didn't do it. I came to work.
Well, I hope your watermelon's getting real big.
They ought to get juicy, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point here that, you know, when they decided Roe v. Wade, we didn't have any Islamic extremists on the Supreme Court. And, you know, it seems like a lot of Americans, especially so-called Christians here in this country, are just ignorant of the Talmud and what the Talmud has to say about Jesus and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who do hate Jesus, and they're not Islamic extremists, and they print the currency in this country, and they own the media, and they run a crack house called Congress. And Americans need to stop being double-minded about the truth. Isaiah 9:6 says that the government will be on his shoulders. And the word government properly defined has to do with the administration of the kingdom of the Son of God.
Well, you know, when they voted in Roe versus Wade, I can't even say it, that was a lie, too. And they used that poor woman that was in a desperate way in her life. They used her.
They sure did.
And she confesses it now, and she is absolutely
opposed.
Not. Oh, absolutely, she's opposed to abortion.
I've met her and Flip Benham and all the pro-life people, you know, back in the day. It was hot times here in Dallas back in those days. And I'll also point out that there were no Islamic extremists driving tanks into the church at Waco either.
You got that right. Okay, I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Gary. Davey, I'm sorry. Thank you. We've got Gabriella from Missouri. Gabriella, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, probably the same thing that's on a lot of people's mind. I'm very upset about our military again being attacked at their recruitment centers. And I have decided to take a stand, and I've decided to start showing it. I don't know when we all became so uncomfortable with protecting ourselves, and we need to get over it. We need to feel comfortable protecting ourselves. I, for one, have been walking around doing open carry in the town I live in, and I explain to people, we have to get over this. We have to start taking a stand, saying nothing, and saying, well, you can't wear your veteran's hat because then you'll have a target on you. Well, then we won't be able to wear the color blue. Or, you know, we won't be able to, you know, when do we quit appeasing a group that can't be appeased and start standing our ground?
Absolutely. When is enough going to be enough? I mean, we have compromised.
Well, it is enough. I'm there. And like I said, I'm not a threat to anyone. I just want to be able to protect myself. And why should I feel bad about doing that? Why are we uncomfortable with protecting our families, protecting ourselves, or even protecting a fellow citizen if they get in trouble? Instead, we end up having all these people killed. Maybe where we would lose one or two, we're losing 5, 6, 10, and it's got to stop.
No, you know, and you know, Gabriella, they've tried to convince us, this politically correct group, that and we've become the enemy. The people of the United States who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the Bill of Rights, and believe in exercising truth and honesty, and in that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all of a sudden we're, you know, even in McCain's eyes, the Tea Party radicals. Well, you know, our founding fathers were Tea Party radicals, and I'm okay with that, because if they hadn't been, we wouldn't have this nation.
Well, that's the first thing they do, is when they find someone who disagrees with them, they immediately call them the crazies that we're supposed to think Bruce Jenner. I don't know if his name's been legally changed or not, so I'll call him Bruce Jenner. We're supposed to accept that as normality, but Donald Trump speaking his mind and his own opinion is crazy.
He's not allowed to do that, but Bruce Jenner can change his gender.
Right.
And we're supposed to think that that's fine and lovely, and he's a hero for doing it, and I'm not going to.
Right.
I'm not going to. It's not going to happen here. You know, I feel,
the more we accept, the more we back toward the cliff, and like I said, we have to get over it, and we have to start feeling comfortable with who we are, just like they have.
Well, in all truth, I feel sorry for Bruce Jenner, because he's never been happy with himself, and this will not bring him happiness. He's happy right now. He's got him some new clothes and new dudes and new duds, but down the line, he's not going to be happy again. Then what's he going to do?
That's sad, and that's
unfortunate.
You know, one more thing, though. Well, you know what? I'm driving
now.
I lost my train of thought.
Right.
But anyway,
we'll
thank
let you
for
go.
Listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriella. Thank you very much. Well, Scott Walker says that they have stopped, they have defunded the Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. He said he said this during his trip to New Hampshire since the launch of the presidential campaign. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker outlined his resume as a conservative governor of a blue state, including lowering taxes, reducing regulations, and cutting funding for Planned Parenthood. He says, "We defunded Planned Parenthood, which is particularly important these days in light of what we've seen on video." What we've seen on video is a woman without a heart, seemingly very casually talking while she's eating her lunch about dismembering babies very carefully so that they can use their body parts and use their organs for science, for research. It's a humanitarian act, you know. No, it's a gruesome murder is what it is. And you've lied to the women and you've lied to the United States people. And you're taking our money to do this. And it needs to stop. So the next phone call you need to make is to defund Planned Parenthood now. No more Planned Parenthood clinics in your state, in your town, in your community, in your county. No more. Call your governor, call your lieutenant governor, call your state representatives and senators, and call D.C. representatives and senators. It needs to stop now. You know, going back to Charlie Reese's, the 300 million people versus the 545. That 545 were the D.C. occupiers. It is the White House and the Vice President. It is the Supreme Court. These men and women will get out and they will campaign. They'll campaign on this issue. What are they going to do when they go to D.C.? They'll campaign on this issue. What are they going to do when they go to your state capital? You need to hold them accountable. We don't have any more time. Those babies dying don't have any more time. We need to stop it. So make those phone calls. That is your job today, to make those phone calls. And the switchboard in D.C. is 202-224-3121. I do not have every state office phone number. I do not have your governor's phone number. But you can look them up pretty easy. But this is the D.C. switchboard. Burn it up. 202-224-3121. Call every day if you have to. Not just one of you. All of you. How many are out there listening? Gary told me a lot. So let's burn it up, folks. Let's be the Republic. Let's stand up and take action. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit. Have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to CSC Talk Radio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. CSCTalkRadio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I said that kind of evil. It sounds. This is Beth Ann. Well, anyway. The Iran deal, we're going to really go another direction now, but it's still going to recall, it's still going to need your call to action. It's still going to need that, because what's happening now, actually, I'm going to blame Congress. Remember when they passed that deal and they said, yeah, he's got full control, we're okay with that. Well, they were supposed to see it. And now, instead of giving them that opportunity, President Barack Obama wants to bypass them and go straight to the UN Security Council before it ever goes to Congress. What does that mean? Well, I'm not fully understanding it, but I feel like they kind of created this mess because they shouldn't have passed it and given him the authority in the first place. So let's throw it back in their laps. I said when they did it, it was the wrong thing to do. Says the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act of 2015 states that during the review period, the president may not waive, suspend, reduce, provide relief from, or otherwise limit the application of statutory sanctions with respect to Iran under any provision of law or refrain from applying any of such sanctions. In other words, he has to wait. But he's wanting to pass this along. He says the joint it says here, the UN Security Council sanctions are not U.S. statuary
statutory, excuse me, sanctions, but the clear intent of the legislation is to prevent any sanctions relief until Congress has reviewed the deal. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is the JCPOA, states that it will result in the comprehensive lifting of all UN Security Council sanctions, as well as multilateral and national sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program, and that promptly after the conclusion of the negotiations of this JCPOA, the proposed UN National Council resolution referred to in Section 18 of this annex will be submitted to the UN Security Council for adoption without delay. So, without delay, the president's going to take that to mean, like, right now. We can't go to Congress. We're going to do it right now, immediately. Well, it says here that the parties have negotiated this deal for well over a year, breaking numerous deadlines. What are a few more weeks at this point? The clear intent is to give the impression of inevitability and pressure Congress not to, in the words of the President Obama, veto the judgment of 99% of the world community. Most of America does not agree with this deal. So he wants to rush it past Congress. So I guess now the number you need to call is the White House, which I would assume might be the same number. I'm not sure. But we need a White House number, and we need to call and flood the White House. I don't know if it'll do any good. I don't know if he'll listen. I don't know if they'll listen. But you have got to do it. It says here, in other words, the sanction snapback would only apply to activities occurring after it is triggered. Everything prior is exempted. I've kind of skipped around here. Investments and agreements adopted prior to the snapback will presumably continue unabated and unaffected. Nothing is supposed to change until Congress looks at this and approves it. Going to the Security Council prior to congressional consideration signals the administration's intent to proceed regardless of whether Congress supports or opposes the agreement, although within the executive's authority as the U.S. representative of the Security Council, such an action would be a deliberate insult to Congress and a breach of the president's commitment to work with Congress on this matter. Oh, yeah, they're going to work together. They're going to try and do what's right. It is distressing that your administration would afford Russia and China the opportunity to vote on the final agreement before the American people's representatives do. The full 60-day review period and parliamentary procedure prescribed by the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act should be allowed to play out before action at the Security Council. Make the phone calls to the White House and tell them we want Congress to see this before it goes to the UN. We want our representatives to see this before it goes to the United Nations. In fact, kick it in there when you call the House of Congress, D.C. occupiers, defund UN. We're the ones holding them up financially. Defund them. Hopefully the president will heed this advice, but I doubt it. If Congress wants to be taken seriously as a co-equal branch of government, it needs to reject this fatally flawed Iran deal and use its power of the purse to rebuke and limit the administration when it oversteps. You know, it's not just this administration, but he's been more blatant than the past ones. They've been a little, maybe they've been sneakier, I don't know. But here we are, once again, ignoring constitutional, or they call it parliamentary procedure, ignoring how it's supposed to come down. Remember what he said, President Barack Obama, in his 2013 speech for the State of the Union.
The branches need to give me more authority so that I can consolidate the bureaucracy. He wanted more authority. Well, who doesn't? I'd like to have more authority, too. But the reason it's set up with the branches as it is a checks and balances. That isn't working too well because they're all corrupt. But when they get 100,000, 200,000 or more phone calls, and it's an election year, they might listen. Watch their votes. You know, we've got a lot of talk here lately about our vets. You know, Republicans and Democrats on both sides voted against funding our vets. They voted to cut their pensions. Those arrogant rich folks up there in D.C. occupying offices, cutting deals. They voted to cut the pension of our military, and they will not arm them when we're under attack. I don't know about you. That seems like a traitor to me, a little treasonous. I think it's time the Republic took charge. Make those phone calls. Let your voices be heard. Write those letters. Send them. Call them, all of them. And together, we will bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.